it seems that the world of superheroes has changed. There was a time when heroes like Batman and Superman were presented as nearly flawless in both character and action. They always did what's right and always looked out for what's best. They were exemplary role models. And kids like me, we wanted to be like those heroes. We wanted to fly with capes and be invincible forces for good. But then a different type of superhero came along. As a result, instead of heroes to look up to, today's superheroes are most likely to be flawed or broken. They're often conflicted in ways that cause them to make bad decisions. Sometimes they even harm those they love in the process of rescuing others. For ancient Israel, Moses was one of their great heroes, but he was a broken human who better represented the conflicted and sin-damaged new superheroes of today. He did a decent job, but his story points to an even better job that Jesus does as a representative of us to God and God to us. In fact, the scriptures make it clear that Jesus is the only mediator that we need. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 explains, "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Jesus Christ." In fact, Jesus is so much better that Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 encourages us with these words, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." As the God-man, Jesus understood God's expectations and desires, and often told his followers that if they'd seen him, they've seen God. But Jesus also perfectly understood the glittering temptations we face, and now empathetically stands before God to represent us before his Father. And as a result of Jesus' death, resurrection, and mediation before God, you and I, we can now come to God in boldness because our hero is ready to show us mercy and grace in our times of need.